interesting story that you sent me an email about. Boston's WILD AM is now broadcasting a Chinese radio station, China Radio International. Talk about that.
Well, what we're seeing is any great nation, as they expand, wants to exert its power and influence around the world. And you're seeing today the Chinese advertising in Times Square, and they purchased this major radio station in Boston, where they're broadcasting Chinese radio right there. It's kind of the, I guess, the equivalent of Radio Free Europe or Radio Free China right here in the good old U.S. of A.
Well, I guess I didn't know that there was a large Chinese audience in that part of the country.
Well, there's not. But, I mean, again, what we're seeing is that with China's rise, both economically and militarily, they are exerting their influence around the world. Here in Michigan, we have four Confucius Institutes, one right there at my alma mater at Michigan State University, at Western Michigan, University of Michigan, and Wayne State. And here they're helping to educate people about Chinese language, history, and culture. And it's something that we should be paying a lot of attention to. China makes up one-fifth of the world's humanity. It's the fastest growing large economy in the world, and everything is going to intersect at the corner of China and the good old U.S. of A. moving forward.
Boston's home for classic soul, WILD, quietly turned Chinese when WILD began leasing its airtime to an English language service of China Radio International. It's a product of the Chinese government. The programs are an eclectic mix of news and information on Chinese culture and society, interspersed with syrupy English and Chinese pop music with the occasional Chinese language session. I wondered, are we going to start hearing Chinese government information? Are they going to try and influence us in any way from this point of view?
Well, I think every country is constantly trying to influence the other as they exert their influence and power around the world. But what we have to be doing is assuring that China's rise doesn't come at our demise. And that's why I'm very pleased that Governor Snyder is taking his first international trip to Japan, Korea, and China. China is going to be investing trillions of dollars around the world, buying commodities, picking up various real estate properties. And as we saw just down in Toledo, they're making major investments down there in their marina in ways that can create local jobs. And again, I commend the governor to taking a look at ways where we can see that Chinese investment that benefit and put people back to work here in the great state of Michigan.
General Motors is the biggest overseas automaker in China, and their August sales rose. That's reversing a decline the previous month. That's good news for them, isn't it?
Well, it's good news certainly for General Motors, and I think it's good news for us. If it wasn't for the Chinese and General Motors being in China, they'd be in a lot worse shape than they were and they currently are. It's a fastest-growing auto market. General Motors is well-positioned there. The Buick label would probably have disappeared if it wasn't for the People's Republic of China. The Buick is revered in China. The last emperor of China in the last dynasty owned a Buick, and today you're going to see a lot of the design coming out of China, and that's going to bode well for the bottom line of General Motors here in the United States as they look to sell a significant number of automobiles in China as the years move forward.
And according to the story that you were so kind to send me, GM Sedan Venture, which makes Buick and Chevrolet branded cars, boosted sales by 22%. They sold almost 100,000 units. Now, the minivans aren't selling as well as before, but GM is making some definite headway into the Chinese market.
They are, and General Motors is not the only one. Ford Motor Company is doing quite well. They're positioned in Sichuan Province, in Chongqing and Chengdu, and they are opening. If you can imagine this, Tony, they're opening two dealerships a week in China. Ford is today. That just goes to show how big that auto market is and how that can bode well here for Michigan, because it puts a lot of our engineers and designers and other high-end people back to work. And it wasn't too long ago that actually Buicks were sent over. I think it was some Oldsmobile sent over as well from the Delta plant sold right there in China. So this can be something good for us moving forward.
In another story, Tom, that I was reading that I found very interesting, there are a lot of Chinese millionaires and billionaires, and in a country that is run by its government, they have seemed to find a way so that business can succeed, so that individuals can succeed, yet the government still controls what goes on.
They certainly do, Tony. I mean, since Mao Zedong's passing and Deng Xiaoping took over the country in the late 70s and early 80s and opened China to the world, the Chinese leaders have moved more than 400 million people from abject poverty into the equivalent of the middle class. And this is why it's so important that the governor is reaching out and tapping that. Their tourism market, they're looking, as you point out, there's millionaires and billionaires that are there. But there's a lot of middle-class people that that are looking and have resources to travel the world. And we ought to make Michigan, pure Michigan, with our great rivers, lakes, clean air, golf, our history. Henry Ford is revered in China, our automotive history here. We ought to make it a Chinese destination so that we can see some of that investment placed here in the Great Mitten State of Michigan.
The United States is the most popular destination for Chinese immigrants, with the Chinese really coming over here in full effect. Last year, almost 68,000 Chinese-born people became legal permanent residents. Tom, why are they coming over here? What are they like here than they do better at home or in other countries?
Well, and this is something, again, that I commend the governor for working on. He understands that immigrants have built this country and certainly have built this state. And when you can attract some of the world's top brain power to our country, we ought to be rolling out everything that we possibly can to make Michigan the brain bank of the world, where everybody wants to come for deposits and withdrawals. One of our great attractions are our great universities. A lot of Chinese students come here. Today, Chinese are the most populous students from foreign lands in our state universities and nationally as well. They come here. They see the great opportunity, and they want to stay. That can become truly a gold mountain here in the state of Michigan moving forward, bringing that brain power to our great state.
All right, Tom Watkins, thanks so much for coming on this morning. Enjoy your day. We'll talk with you soon.